This is a time for us as real estate professionals to be just that, a real estate professional. This is our opportunity. I think it'll strengthen the industry. I believe these things add value to our brand and to our credibility. Hey everyone, Rick Fuller here. Hey, I just wanted to jump on and give you my take on the realtor settlement that's been proposed. It's not official, but it's been proposed because it is all over the news media. This is the Wall Street Journal that's behind me. Realtors reach settlement that will change how Americans buy and sell homes. I don't know if that's true. It's good clickbait. It gets a lot of clicks and a lot of attention. I don't think that that properly captures what we're really seeing. Go to CNN. CNN leads with there'll be no more 6% real estate commission, that's going away. So all these different outlets are communicating this proposed settlement. And I think that you're seeing it as a real estate professional. Our clients are seeing it. And I think it deserves some, maybe some commentary.
Eisenhower Coaching's Custom Training Suite is your company's own custom branded training website loaded with Eisenhower Coaching's powerful training courses for real estate agents, teams, and brokerages. With video lessons, audio lessons, downloadable course workbooks, scripts, tools, and systems, with quizzes and action steps for accountability and implementation, managers can also monitor agent performance with detailed reporting. Agents can earn certificates and degree designations abbreviated after their name in signature lines, online profiles, and marketing. Easily create your own customized courses for local topics like file compliance, MLS systems, contracts and disclosures, CRM training, and new agent orientation. Use ICC's course training materials in your own office training rooms with our downloadable and printable student workbooks, instructor's manuals, instructional training videos for each class lesson. The Custom Training Suite is your own custom branded training system that is changing the game for real estate teams and companies everywhere.
As somebody who has the privilege of working with real estate agents and brokers all over the country, I thought I would shoot this video to give you my take on it because I'm also actively working in the local market, representing buyers and sellers, working with our real estate agents that are representing buyers and sellers in our local market. And I think it's important that you hear from somebody who's got boots on the ground on how they're going to respond to this. And so let's just start off with what it is. First, it's proposed. This is not final. This is not a complete settlement. It's a proposal. The proposal is not expected to take effect till sometime mid-July. It's a proposal for $418 million. $418 million, that's a lot of money paid out by the National Association of Realtors. On a side note, I'm not finding anywhere, and at least in 2024, where there'll be a dues increase or a special assessment for covering that. So I think the jury's still out on how they're going to pay it, but it doesn't look like they're coming initially for the real estate agent or the broker to pay that. Who does it cover? It covers most National Association of Realtors members, most NAR brokers, covers the National Association of Realtors, covers most MLSs. If you're in a brokerage that sells independent or national brokerage, they sell over $2 billion of real estate, you're not included. If you're a realtor, you're included, but you're not, that brokerage is not included if they sell over $2 billion. They have their own litigation that they're managing and they're working out, and they are not included in this. If you're not a NAR member, there's some exposure. You're at risk. There's some exposure if you're not associated with the National Association of Realtors. And if you work for Home Services of America, you might know them as Berkshire Hathaway. There's some risk and exposure associated with that. This makes it clear that NAR is not admitting any wrongdoing. They're just settling. So they're not saying they did something wrong or they made a mistake. They're just simply settling this. And my personal opinion that it's overdue. I've been shooting these videos about the litigation, the Sitzer-Burnett and all the other cases that are out there. There's actually, I can identify over 20 active litigation. I'd call them copycat lawsuits that are out there. I'll tell you that this needs to be settled and that this would do it. Here's a couple of things that you ought to know as a real estate professional. First is NAR has agreed to put in place a new MLS rule prohibiting offer of broker compensation on the MLS. Now, you know what that's all about. When you go on and you search for a property in the MLS, you see that compensation. that field, that custom field's going away. What's an interesting note is in most MLSs and probably in all MLSs going forward, there's a place for closing costs or considerations or things that you can negotiate. You know what that is as a real estate professional. It's when a seller says, I know I need a carpet. Why don't we give the buyer a credit for it? I know it needs to be paint. Why don't we give the buyer a credit? I know we need a new roof. Why don't we give the buyer a credit for it? And there's a lot of people who think that that box is just going to get bigger and it's going to include compensation, that we're giving a credit or closing cost credit to the agent that represents the buyer. Regardless, let's see how that plays out. But we are going to see the field in the MLS that actually illustrates that is to the real estate agent. You're going to see that disappear. Here's the great irony. The MLS came out with this in the early 90s. And the great irony is they wanted to have clarity and transparency of what the buyer's agent was going to be paid. They wanted to operate in the best interest of both the buyer and seller and have a source that real estate agents and eventually through syndication, all of our clients could see, you know, all the listings on the market, and then that the agent knew exactly what they're getting paid. And I find that to be fascinating that we've kind of gone full circle. And now the MLS is removing like the one thing, the cooperation piece that initiated its origin in the first place. MLS participants working with buyers must enter into a written agreement. This should have happened a long time ago in our industry. If you're not following an organized sales process, we're making a big mistake, because going forward, before you can even show a buyer a home under this proposed settlement, you're going to need to have a buyer representation agreement. I think it's a fundamental mistake in our industry that we haven't had that process in place. Our offices have always had an organized sales process. The people I work with around the country have always had an organized sales process of having a contact and then making them a customer, and then they're a client. And they duplicate that. There's a contact for a seller, there's a customer seller, and there's a client seller. And now there's a contact for a buyer, and there's a customer buyer, and now there's a client buyer. A client buyer has a buyer representation agreement, and a client seller has a listing agreement. And they're mirroring those processes in place. I think it's a mistake we haven't had that. And I think it's part of the issues associated with the diminishment of the brand and the value of a real estate professional. And if you're a buyer's agent, I'm pretty excited about this, because I no longer have to have the seller, who may or may not be in a great relationship with their listing agent, or have a listing agent of all things trying to negotiate my commission. That's how it's done now. The seller and the listing agent meet and say, hey, what are we going to pay that list, that buyer's agent that's going to represent a buyer? And I think that's a big mistake. And the reason it's a big mistake is they may have a lousy buyer's rep and doesn't deserve any of that commission. Or that new that buyer representative, that buyer's agent may be exceptional and be able to help guide a first-time buyer through the process of buying their first home or negotiate or whatever, and they should deserve more. And that's how the free market works. The one that provides greater value gets paid more. I think this is a great value to our industry. And you're going to be, as an agent that represents a buyer, you're going to have the ability to say, here's what I'm worth and why. And if you don't feel comfortable with that conversation, you should write that down right now, that you need to be able to articulate your value and you need to be able to transparently articulate what your compensation is. Both must occur moving forward if this proposed settlement takes place. I would argue if it doesn't take place, if there's some change to this or amendment, you should put this in place right now. You should put in place a buyer consultation that concludes in a buyer representation, just like you do a listing consultation that concludes in a listing agreement. So let's go on to what the payout. It was a $418 million payout. That is a ton of money for the National Association of Realtors. But it's a much needed settlement. As I mentioned earlier, I can identify about 20 additional copycat litigation. Regularly, I'll get a text from a real estate agent around the country. They'll say, Rick, my real estate agent, or I just got a copy of this postcard, and it's lawyers fishing for class action litigation. And that's what it is. And so they're concerned about it. So I think that this is a great and necessary settlement. I shot a video when we first saw the results of the Sitzer Burnett lawsuit. And I said, NAR needs to come out with a blanket class action settlement that includes all realtors and all members to put an end to these copycats. That's what we're seeing today. You may have some disagreements with the National Association of Realtors. I do. I think some of their moral failures at the top have been disgusting and abhorrent. I will tell you, some of the things we saw with sexual harassment and those types of things were frustrating, discouraging, how they handled it. I just felt that it was inappropriate and didn't represent the value and the brand of a real estate professional all the way to the top. But make no mistake, those brokerages that have advocated and pushed their agents and their leaders and their brokers and their owners to leave the National Association of Realtors are making a huge mistake. Because in this situation, you want a big dog in your sandbox with you. And if you're going to play all alone here, understand you're going to make yourself exposed to litigation, additional litigations. And I think that being an NAR member has just increased its value tenfold, maybe a hundredfold. And so if you're with a brokerage that is really negative on the National Association of Realtors and is not a part of it, I'd be asking them, how am I going to be protected in the event that this litigation comes knocking on any of my past transactions? Or these attorneys redirect their attention to, albeit a smaller pool, but those who are outside of the National Association of Realtors. So all that to say, I'm not an advocate of all the things that NAR does. I've been critical of them, but I think that this is a time to be with the National Association of Realtors and to be covered by this settlement. One of the things that occurs in this is there'll be no commission listed on MLS. I mentioned that earlier. The practice of offering a buyer's agent a commission on the MLS has been under attack for years, guys. This is not the first attack. Think back to the clear cooperation policy and the rules that were in place there. Think back to when they changed the rules to where you could actually put a zero in for compensation. There was no minimum commission. So this has been under attack for a long time. This is not the first time. What I want you to know about this settlement is what it doesn't change. There's a lot of commentary on stuff it could change, might change, hope to change, but there's nobody talking about what it's not changing. Here's what it's not changing. It's not changing your ability to negotiate compensation outside of the MLS for a buyer's agent. Like, you can call the listing agent who represents the seller if you're representing the buyer, and you can negotiate your commission. That still exists. Here's what it also doesn't change. It does not change a seller from paying a buyer's agent commission. Okay, all those articles on the front page of CNN or the Wall Street Journal that's talking about there's going to be no more 6% commission, quote unquote, that's not accurate. What all it's doing is it's decoupling it. The listing agent is not going to negotiate that for you. You're going to have to negotiate that yourself. I think it gives you the opportunity to articulate your value, your ability to negotiate, your ability to guide them through the process, your ability to understand the market, the neighborhoods, the communities, real estate, to be able to guide them through the process of getting inspections and appraisals and all those things that are necessary that a great fiduciary agent brings to the table. It gives you the opportunity to articulate your value. And if you're a real estate professional who's been doing this more than 10 minutes or over 20 years like I have, you know that you bring great value to a real estate transaction, a transaction and an experience that most buyers have either A, never had because they're first-time home buyers, or B, they have not had in 5, 7, 10 years. They desperately need you. Here's what it also does not change. It does not change the buyer's agent from including a compensation agreement along with their offer. Here in Northern California, we just call it a CBC, a cooperating broker compensation agreement. It could be a commission agreement. It could be an addendum. I'm not your broker. I'm not telling you how to write your offer. What I am telling you is it does not change the ability to accompany a commission agreement along with a bona fide purchase agreement or offer. That can be a part of the package. My guess is, depending on your state, you got a dozen other addendums, disclosures, And things that are maybe other types of representation agreements that are already included. It wouldn't surprise me if you need to include your commission agreement. It also does not change the buyer and seller's agent cooperating on commission. The listing agents could still give some of that commission, provide some of that commission to a buyer's agent. So that doesn't change. What does it change? The listing agent will not negotiate your commission. What does it change? You are going to have to articulate your value and how you get paid. There's some great resources by the National Association of Realtors. Here's two of them I would choose. I would download today after the video, of course. First one is 179 ways that a real estate agent can bring value. Get to know that. You have lots of ways that you can bring value. Number two, get the survey of 2023 buyers and sellers by the National Association of Realtors. Why? The survey is going to tell you which characteristics were most important to to buyers and sellers in 2023. This report, by the way, was just recently released, late January, early February. And then you're going to be able to go to the 179 things that you provide as a real estate professional, start matching them, then start practicing your scripts and dialogue. Let me tell you what's going to be at the top of the list. Your ability to negotiate. Your ability as an agent will never have been more important to negotiate than what's coming up into the future. Your ability to negotiate with a buyer on your compensation and articulate your value and how you can ultimately help them achieve a better price, better experience has never been more important. Also, your ability to negotiate commission with a seller has never been more important because they're seeing these articles and saying, great, I'm just going to pocket this money. Great, I no longer pay a 6% commission like CNN just are advertised and promoted on their website. That's not what we're saying. That's not what's happening. Buyer's agents are still getting paid. Listing agents are still getting paid. We're just decoupling that. Your ability to communicate that message at a kitchen table with confidence and clarity is going to be the difference between you being a professional and you being an amateur. This is a time for us as real estate professionals to be just that, a real estate professional. And so this is our opportunity. I think it'll strengthen the industry. I believe these things add value to our brand and to our credibility. Here's the other thing that you're going to have to do. You must have a written agreement with a buyer. That written agreement's going to talk about representation. It's going to talk about your compensation. So every real estate agent should operate with some version of an organized sales process. This is no longer being a home run hitter. You must be a base hitter. You must have a customer that you convert into a client. If you and I were shopping flat screen TVs today, we might go to Best Buy, we might go to Fry's, we might go to Costco, we might go to Walmart. We're customers. But the moment we go hire an attorney, a CPA, and now a real estate professional, we become their client. You don't go get to work with 10 different CPAs or 10 different attorneys or 10 different real estate professionals. You're going to hire one. They're going to articulate the value. They're going to sign a representation agreement to work with you exclusively. And you're going to represent them as a fiduciary relationship, one of the highest trust and fidelity that exists in business. And you're going to have to be able to have that process, an organized sales process to walk people through that process so that you can have that written agreement. I could talk all day about that one. So let me move on. The second thing that you need to know is that you'll need a written agreement with a buyer. Before you look at properties, that's going to be a requirement. It's probably going to be on the MLS. You'll probably check a box. You're probably doing an attestation before you can even look and show the property that you got to buy a rep with the person you're working with. I don't know. Maybe you'll have to upload it. Maybe I'll have to send it to your MLS. And here's what you need to know. Both listing and buyer's agents must be able to clearly articulate their value and be transparent about the cooperation and the compensation. So I think I've been clear that you and I are going to have to articulate our value. It's going to have to be in writing, and it's going to have to be done to the seller, and it's going to have to be done for the buyer. And in both cases, I think because of the poor packaging of this proposed settlement, you're going to be able to have to answer the question of, okay, Rick, so you're no longer receiving a 6% commission. I heard that's gone away. Rick, if I'm working with a buyer, Rick, I heard I could just work with any agent out there in the market and they'd be able to write offers for me. And I get, no, that's just not the case anymore. And we're going to have to perfect those dialogues, those discussions, and those objection handling techniques. Bottom line, more than ever, agents are going to need training and a knowledgeable coach to navigate them through these industry changes. I don't think that that has ever been more important. You're going to need a brokerage, and I hope you already have one, that is on top of this, because you think about it, every listing agreement across the state is going to have to be revised. Every buyer representation agreement across, I said state, across the country will have to be revised. Friends, every real estate purchase agreement across the country is going to have to be revised, and it's going to be revised mid-July if this proposed settlement passes. So you're going to need to be partnered with people that are on that really have your best interest and are ahead of this so that you can move forward. Let me just tell you what I think the outcomes could be. I think the industry is at a fork in the road. I think it's a shame that too often you and I have been viewed as real estate professionals one step above a used car salesman. I think that's a shame. I don't think it should be. We're often handling the greatest asset that they've ever owned. The greatest amount of money that they've ever received might be at close of escrow through their equity proceeds. It should be viewed that the real estate professional is just that, a professional. I believe this gives us an opportunity to do that. I think it gives you an opportunity to articulate your value, whether you're a good agent, a better agent, or the best agent. And I think it'll allow the free market to set the pace of your compensation. I think it's an opportunity for real estate professionals in our market to be able to meet with sellers to clearly decouple this commission so that we can talk about what that really looks like and how maybe past comps, comparable sales, maybe need to be adjusted as a result of they were all embedded with a real estate commission and what that looks like. Here's the bottom line. Real estate sales, as you well know, has never been more complicated. Real estate transactions have never been more complex. And never before have they needed the advice of a real estate professional, not an amateur, but a real estate professional. And that's what you and I have the ability to do. You and I have the ability to be that professional. So that's my take on this litigation. I'm going to keep you updated on it. I'll keep, I love reading and learning about it. I don't like the topic all that much, but I do like learning about this. I'll keep you updated on what's happening. And as we see progress on this proposed settlement, I'll shoot more videos. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Brian Eisenhower podcast. You can learn more about ICC at eisenhowercoaching.com. That's eisenhower.com. You can also enroll in one of our many online courses at icconlinelearningcenter.com. That's icconlinelearningcenter.com, where you'll find the most expansive real estate training library in the industry. We also offer custom training portals for real estate teams and brokerages looking to give all of their agents access to our expansive course list of courses and training systems. Some companies even take it one step further by purchasing versions of our courses and systems that are white label branded to their specific real estate organizations. Also, be sure to subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching's YouTube channel to watch new video content that we put out each and every week. And again, be sure to join the fastest growing Facebook group for top performing real estate professionals by searching for the Real Estate Agent Roundtable group. With all of that said, thank you again for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Brian Eisenhower Podcast.